Jolene is a very generic chicken, but she's very sassy. She's obviously named after the Dolly Parton song. She's just such a character. I love her. She's like a fluffy dog. She's very bossy, in your face all the time. And I was trying to enter my other chicken, Chick Astley, but Jolene was the only one that would pose.
Yes, that's right. Susie DeBroy has a chook called Chick Astley.
And there's a black one called Chocolate, but we don't talk about chocolate. She bites toes.
Jolene got more than 5,500 votes in the next Top Chicken competition.
It's been crazy. Like, I only entered as a joke. I was like, oh, you know, I've always wanted to enter my chicken in a competition. But went international. It spread like wildfire. It just went crazy. I'm like, quite intimidating how quickly it took off.
Well, it sounds like Jolene's a bit of an influencer.
Yeah, well, a henfluencer, you could say, yeah. She's definitely an extraordinary chook. It's crazy. She's already got a few songs written about her and I've received some fan art. So, yeah, I do think she's got places to be.
500 chickens were entered into the competition and more than 70,000 votes were cast. Roz Russell started the search for Australia's next top chicken. She and her husband Adam run a business in the Noosa hinterland, distributing backyard chicken supplies.
I was sitting there one night on the couch and I thought, you know, there's this competition, Australia's Next Top Model. And I was just thinking about it for some weird reason and I thought, why can't there be Australia's Next Top Chook? And I thought, okay, we're going to make this happen. Basically, I just wanted everyone to be able to be included. And I think on the top model, you have to be a certain way. And even going to like farm shows and sort of state shows, they have chickens, but you have to look and be and perform a certain way. Same for dogs, cats, etc. So this is a competition for everyone and everyone to show what chickens are all about, really.
What do you think it is about chickens that people really love?
Everything. I think it's great because you get the egg, so you get the benefit of something you can actually eat that's healthy for you. But they're so gentle and kids can have one. I mean, a lot of people have them living in their homes. People put nappies on them so they can have them in the house. They're just really funny, quirky little birds who, yeah, just bring joy. They all have different personalities.
All kinds of breeds and shapes and sizes of chickens were entered in the competition. Fluffy chooks, skinny chooks, speckled chooks, striped chooks, plain, weird and wonderful chooks.
We've had entrants right from baby chicks right up to deceased chickens, but obviously when they're alive. We've had chickens with tutus, or actually a rooster with a tutu. We've had a chicken swimming. Lots of chickens with disabilities. People are just so excited that anyone, any chicken is beautiful. And everyone's saying, oh, we're voting. Even people that have got their own entry are voting for other chickens because they're just too cute. You can't resist.
The winning rooster was a Duclay cross called Harold. And you know how Roz said some chooks wear nappies? Yeah, Harold's one of them.
He kind of sleeps in the house. And I have him in a little crate and he kind of starts crowing at about maybe 8 or 9. And then once he's done in the morning, I kind of just let him out. I do take him to work, so he can crow all he likes at the vet clinic. And then at home, you know, sometimes he walks around the house. He's pretty much a house rooster, so he's quite small. He's only 1.2 kilo.
Kelly Gunn took in Harold after he was dumped on the side of the road, unable to walk, and she nursed him back to health. And she brought him a tutu, which may have been what got him across the line in the competition.
He's got a bit of personality. The tutu, I think, was his selling point. But, yeah, he's got a lot of character. He lets me know whenever he's found a nice cricket and offers it to me first. Yeah, he's a really good boy. He'll let you know, like, whenever there's food on the floor. And he always makes his excited noise and he tries to bring it over to you and drops it in front of you to try and get you to eat it. He's just full of love, I think. He's still got a bit of a disability. He doesn't walk quite like a normal chicken, but he gets around fine. Planning to get him some shoes so he doesn't get sores on his feet.
Yes, you heard that right. Shoes for chickens.
You can get them online. So they're shoes for ducks and there are shoes for chickens. Especially with ducks, if they walk on hard surfaces, they can get what we call a bumblefoot. So you can get shoes for them if they're all constantly on hard surfaces. I think there's a duck on Instagram that wears them, and she ran in the Boston Marathon last time I watched her. So yeah, so you can definitely get them. There's nappies and all sorts of other things, like little harnesses and stuff that you can get for chickens. You'd be surprised what crazy chicken people can come up with.